Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two outs in the ninth. Jeffers deals. And he struck him out! And the Brewers win!
This segment of the Bill Michaels Show is sponsored by Stein's Garden and Home. Planted in Wisconsin. Growing with you since 1946. 16 locations. Family owned. And by Robert Hack Diamonds, where they always pay cash for your gold.
My goodness, Jeffers slams the door.
Now, it's time to hear from JJ. Milwaukee hard thrower Jeremy Jeffress is on the Bill Michaels Show.
Welcome back. We are glad to have you. And our guy, Jeremy Jeffress, standing by, Brewers reliever. JJ, how you been?
Good, buddy. How are you?
We're good. You're heating up now. You're starting to feel like back to your normal self because you're clocking over 95 now.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I told you it was going to just, it's going to creep back up there slowly but surely. And it's just a process of everything that I'm doing.
So, do you like know you're feeling it now? Do you feel good about that? Or, are you like figuring you have a little ways to go?
No, I'm just going to continue the process. Like I said, there could be setbacks here and there for everybody. So I'm just going to like I said, stay on my program, make sure that everything is on the up and up and, continue to pitch how I know I can.
You guys are winning some baseball games right now, and, not everybody's contributing, but you're getting enough. Pitching has been good. The starters have been good. The bullpen has been good. Now, is that feeling back in that clubhouse? Are you feeling like maybe the worst is behind you?
Honestly, we still got some guys that just trying to make sure that they're getting back healthy. Lorenzo just got hit in the hand. So we're just trying to make sure he can recover from that and get back into the lineup. But we have had some guys contribute. Ben Gamble has been definitely going off for the last couple games, and that's what we love to see out of him because he's young and, he's understanding the game, listening to his peers and all that. So, like I said, and the starters have been doing very well. Zach Davies has just been tremendous, every time out. So, we got some guys coming around and making sure they're ready to go for the end of the season.
You guys had Washington yesterday. You got them again tonight, but they could not get into town until yesterday morning, really afternoon. Yeah. Have you ever been through a situation like that where you had to sit on the tarmac for 5, 6, 7 hours?
Not that long. Maybe 2 hours, but 5, 6 hours, man, that's unbelievable.
Now,
I couldn't even imagine.
People don't realize. It's not like you're sitting in a plane in the same situation as most flyers. It's not like it's six people across and you're crushed into jump seats, but it's still, to be sitting on a plane that long, man, and keep your legs all locked, that's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, that's not something that I want to be, spending my time with and enjoying.
Yeah. When you guys have the 27-man roster plus the coaches and all the traveling, secretaries and all that kind of stuff, how many people fly in a plane? Because you have a little bit of a space for some food and things like that, but it's a little more crowded on a baseball plane and certainly on a football plane than it is like on an NBA plane.
Yeah, I would imagine about 45 people on that flight, something like that, maybe more. I don't know. But we have our own flight, so we have enough space. Each team has a different type of plane. We just fly the regular, continental plane, I guess.
Yeah.
But we have enough space for where we can be comfortable, but not for 5 hours. I can say that right now.
I was going to say, do you guys fly the same plane all the time, or do you fly a different plane?
No, we'll fly the same plane.
That's what I thought.
It's pretty comfy.
Yeah, they usually deck them out for teams. I remember when I traveled with the Bucks a little bit, they had, the middle section was gutted, so you had a little bit of a food buffet and such that was sitting there, so if you wanted something to eat, you could get up. Hey, So what do you like to do on flights? Because I know some guys used to go to DVDs, other guys used to listen to music, other guys like to sleep or read. What do you like to do?
I'm a card player, or I do like to watch a movie or two.
Okay.
And I'm pretty much eating all the snacks.
I was going to say, there's some guys that demand certain things. Like some guys like wings, some guys like, hot spicy stuff, some guys like tacos, some guys like chips.
I like the Smucker's peanut butter and jelly thing. They have a lot of those on the plane.
Okay.
The little packet, bread packet of it. Smucker's jelly, yeah.
Smucker's peanut butter and jelly stuff. So you guys are winning some ball games right now. Things are kind of trending in the right direction. But you have had some shakeup in the bowl. How difficult is it when you have that many guys up and down and new faces coming in and faces you've seen, but they're up for a stint and then they're back down again or they're DFA'd? And how tough is that on a bullpen?
I mean, I can only imagine what the front office goes through. It's like playing chess, man. You know, it's like if you move around pieces to make sure that you can't get caught slipping, you know, and make sure that everybody's working together and protecting each other, because, you know, that's the game of baseball, man. It's just pieces and bits and pieces to here and there to put together to make, you know, one huge domination team, man.
When we sit here and start to look at different statistics, such as, say, team ERA and things like that, last year in comparison, you guys were top 10. This year, you guys are towards the bottom. And people want to naturally go to Derek Johnson being in Cincinnati because Cincinnati's got a top two team ERA right now. But is it, what statistics do you guys use when you start to look at how things are going in your direction?
Were you asking in our bullpen or?
Just in general, just in general.
Just in general. I mean, like I said, we always looking at win-losses percentage of out of a certain amount of games. So, like I said, every homestand, if we're playing seven games, we need to at least win six of those, or yeah. Five of those.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're shooting for because we know the type of team we are, and we know what we're capable of. So, I mean, the standards are high. We do have that unfinished business to take care of because we know what type of team we are, and just to go at teams and not be afraid of who we are.
When the team was losing some ball games and things seemed to be struggling a little bit, one of the things that I've always said about Craig Counsell is you could never tell if things are really good or things are really bad. He's always been really steady. Does that mean a lot inside a clubhouse or does it not matter?
Yeah, Counts makes sure that everybody's on an even keel. I mean, that's how he knows how we can play our game well. He makes sure everybody's healthy. He doesn't look for any heroes in our clubhouse, I can tell you that. He wants everybody to be sure that they're healthy and ready to play and ready to go and just contribute to what they're capable of doing. He counts, uses everybody, and you can tell that. And it doesn't matter when, it doesn't matter how. So he just believes in each and every one of us in that clubhouse, and that's what we respect from him.
You guys have Strasburg on the hill tonight against you pitching for Washington, and Strasburg came into the league with such – high hopes. Is there anybody that you really, you know, when you guys get into pitching matchups, do you really like say, I got to look over the fence and watch this guy?
Man, last night was impressive.
Yeah.
Scherzer was definitely impressive. He's been doing it all his career, but I mean, I don't look at their pitchers. I look at their hitters.
Right.
When you see pitchers like Max Scherzer on the mound and Strasburg, and knowing what they're capable of doing, I mean, you gotta pay attention. You look at those guys because I mean, their intensity and their level is up there. So it's something you would want to watch.
Who? What pitcher? Either in the minors or in the majors, what pitchers influenced you in some way, shape, or form?
Well, the pitcher that I've always idolized was Josh Beckett. You know, he was always one of my go-to guys to refer back to, you know, intensity, location, you know, just how he pitched sequence guys and stuff like that. And then once I became a closer, I really, you know, idolized K-Rod. You know, just the details that he paid attention to every day and how he prepared himself to, you know, to get ready to for any moment, you know, from if he had to come in the fourth or whatever. He always understood that he could be the guy for any moment, and that's what he always, you know, would tell me.
Obviously everybody loves the closer role, to get that final out, and if you can do it via a K, that's always fantastic and it's exciting. Yeah. But when you talk about any moment, there's a lot of big moments, specifically now as Brewers fans pay more attention, that, you know, you come in the fifth and you need one out to stop a rally or stop an inning from getting out of hand or just to keep a lead. I mean, each circumstance, each situation now comes with its own pressure.
Yeah, because the inning can turn around with a blue for a blast. You know, they say that's all you need is a blue for a blast to get things going, and it's true. You know, an inning – every inning is a it should be treated as like a save inning,
mm-hmm.
because you never know what could happen and with one outs and especially two outs. You've seen 9-10 runs scored with two outs in a couple games, and it's unbelievable. So it's just how you prepare and how you make sure that you can get those three outs the quickest way as possible in the least amount of pitches.
Everybody's been on the bad end of this, but yesterday Cincinnati knocks off San Francisco 12-4. The White Sox get a win 9-1. Can you explain ever a day in which a team just hits top to bottom and there is no rhyme or reason to it?
No. I can't. I was expecting us to do some damage yesterday, but, I mean, you know, from that, how tired those guys might have been. But, you know, they put up a good fight, and, you know, and like I said, baseball, you never know when those things happen. You know, it could be a 12-10 game, and it's just you score 25 runs. Somebody scored 21 runs last year, and it was, like, the longest game ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you never know.
Before I let you go, I wanted to ask you, the game has changed. You talk about the game itself. The game has changed in the last 3 to 5 years, just with the sabermetrics and launch angles and velocity exits and exit velocities and such. Does it change how you pitch?
Yeah, it has to. It has to. Guys are starting to swing differently. They're starting to be a lot more patient, too, just looking for that one pitch to get. And guys are starting to not miss it. So you got to pitch differently, starting setting up guys different. And I guess just going right at them, you know, is the biggest key. But you do have to change a little bit here and there, but stay with the same intensity.
Always great to chat with you, my friend. We certainly appreciate your time. You guys are on a roll. Keep it going, and we'll talk again next week, okay?
Hey, you guys are great, man. I appreciate it.
JJ, you're the man. We'll talk to you soon, buddy. There you go. Right. Jeremy Jeffress joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. He is brought to you by our good friends at Robert Hack Diamonds, where they always pay cash for your gold, and by Stein's Garden and Home. They are planted in Wisconsin, growing with you since 1946. 16 locations. They are family-owned. And we can't say thanks enough to our sponsors for bringing you Jeremy Jeffress each and every week. Always good to talk to him. He likes peanut butter and jelly and the Smuckers on the plane. It's always good to find out something different about guys that just kind of get away from the game for a minute or two. Always good to find that kind of stuff out. So Jeremy Jeffress joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.